Big Finish. We love stories.
The Fetch by Jack Gerson. Read by Carolyn Seymour. It was an afternoon in May when Alistair Matheson first came face to face with himself in Oxford Street. It was 2 years later when this incident came to the attention of David Sutherland. Of course, Sutherland had been in the United States for 5 years. He'd been visiting professor of economics at Harvard, had followed this up with a lecture tour of the States, and then spent some time in New England, writing a book on and entitled A New Theory of the Principle and Practice of Modern Economics, his theory concluding, at the end of 300 pages of diverse arguments, that economics was such an inexact science as to allow for a multitude of theories, none of which was proven to be anything but unreliable. It was after he had finished this work and was taking a vacation in New York that he was summoned back to London at the earnest request of the Prime Minister to fill the position of economic adviser to the government. It was a job he was loath to take, recalling the fate of other economic advisers to previous governments, unfortunate souls who had found themselves the centre of controversy, accused either of being interfering egotists or grey eminences behind imagined thrones. There was a large, enticing carrot placed in front of him, however. He was assured that, after a short period, on the retirement of the present incumbent, he would be offered the governorship of the Bank of England. He returned to England. A few weeks later, in the smoke room of Black's Club in St. James's, he encountered an old acquaintance, Edgar St. John Clement. They'd been at rugby together. Indeed, Sutherland had been Clement's fag those many years ago. Since school days, Sutherland had never liked the man. But Clement, who was now director of a merchant bank, had been a junior member of a Tory administration which engendered a certain false affability and an assumed knowledge of all that went on behind the seats of the great, the good, and the not-so-good. And when he encountered an old schoolfellow, especially one heavily rumoured to be on the way up, Clement saw no reason not to cultivate an acquaintance. For his part, Sutherland did not feel able to be ungracious, and perhaps hoped the man would fill him in on a political scene he had been detached from for 5 years. He accepted Clement's invitation to dine.
"Of course I shall go to the Lords," Clement said expansively over the brandy, "in the next honours list. Not that it means much these days. Makes head waiters jump to it and all that. And the title on the odd board of directors is always welcome. Worth a few bob, eh?"
Sutherland suppressed a smile. "Always.